Juanita Sarmiento is the Catskill Regional Coordinator in Sullivan County and is the Youth Economic Group Coordinator. And she is responsible for coordinating the youth and leadership development program for the high school age students. On the program now, from the Rural Migrant Ministry and Youth Economic Education Group, YEG, is Juanita Sarmiento. Juanita, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Patricio. It's so nice to be here again.
You're part of YEG. You run YEG, which deals with youth empowerment through mentorship, education, and help create a new model for economic opportunity for the young people in the Catskills. What have you been up to this past summer with the youth?
So this summer, like every summer, we get to participate in the Workforce Development Institute's Youth Summer Employment Program, which is really great because we get to continue our work, but have youth participate basically full time with us and also get compensated for the work that they're doing. So my favorite part of the program is definitely the summer because it's, you know, all the hard work that they do and they're able to like reap the rewards from it.
Are you running programs also in the fall and winter, or is this just a summer type of program?
Our program is all year long. We take a brief break right after school ends and a brief break right before school begins so that, you know, we're not going full steam ahead all year round. Everybody deserves a break. We have different things that we do all year round, like college trips that we take the youth to. We have retreats where we meet other youth empowerment groups from rural and migrant ministries, other programs throughout the state, which is really exciting because you get to see other youth that are working on similar projects through their own mediums, and they get to compare and contrast and relate with them. We also take them on fun excursions throughout the year. Just this Thursday, we were at the North American Cultural Laboratory. We were visiting an artist that came in and, you know, learning about theater and trying to incorporate his media through theater. So the youth get exposed to that kind of art, which also helps them develop creatively for their business, Bags for Justice.
How many students are involved in this summer program?
So for the summer, it's usually a smaller group because people are traveling. This summer, we had, I believe, 5 or 6 youth. Which is a really good number because it tends to be a lot smaller than that for the summers. We really got to do a lot of work and it was a really great time.
What are you doing to reach the community? What does your outreach look like? Are you going into the schools and letting the students know about the organization and letting them know how they can participate?
Yeah, so we do go into schools. Sometimes we'll do lunchroom visits. We are partnered with SALT and Sullivan 180 through their lunchroom program that happens every Wednesday at a different school in the area. I do tag along with them when they're going to visit the high schools. But I do also go to different high schools on my own time, visit classrooms, and do like take over the classroom for the day. Do my spiel, teach everybody about what the Youth Economic Group is about. I try to go to as many events and open houses that the schools have available so that I'm able to really get the word out. It is such a vital program for youth in our area. It provides youth access with a creative experience, empowerment, leadership opportunities, as well as just being able to get out and do something different.
That's what I hear a lot from the critics about, that Sullivan County does not have enough things for the youth to do. And so I'm glad to see that organizations like YEG are out there and providing options for the youth in Sullivan County. So from what I understand, once you graduate from the YEG program, you're able to get a job within the organization. Is that true?
So they get the job while they're in high school. Okay. So while they're part of the program, they are... they have the opportunity to be employed through our program after school. So like they can work 1 or 2 days a week, depending on, you know, what our schedule is looking like. So they get to work throughout their high school career while they are part of the program.
Juanita, you've been doing this for a couple of years now, you know, running YEG, seeing the students or the youth going through the program. And I just wonder, what is your what is your takeaway from all of it? What do you feel after you're seeing a person go to the program and graduate and now are out there doing, you know, their own thing and maybe using the lessons they learned during YEG and in their new lives?
I mean, you know, I've been doing this for 4 years now, coming up on my fifth year-ish. And it's just, you know, pride, because you're working with these youth all the time, every week. You're seeing them grow as people, coming into who they are and expanding their ideas on, you know, how they see their future. So it's just pride, you know. I'm very proud of the work that they've done and how far they've come along. And once they, you know, connect that, okay, this is something I can do in the future. It doesn't have to be related to their business, Dogs for Justice. It doesn't have to be related to the youth economic group. But even if they just learn, you know, how to speak up for themselves and they become empowered through that, through the youth economic group, and they use their voice to get them somewhere else in the future, like, that to me, like, it just makes me feel so proud and happy, because the program is doing what it needs to be doing.
Right. The program is called Youth Empowerment. So that's exactly what's happening there. You're letting the youth know that they have a voice, and they're sort of, from what I gather, is you're showing them that they have power in that voice and they could do things with that. Let's talk about more. You mentioned a little bit about Bags for Justice. Can you explain more exactly what that program is about?
Yeah. So Bags for Justice is a screen printing cooperative owned by the Youth Economic Group. They are fair trade, U.S. made, union affiliated, youth run cooperative. Everything that happens for the business is done by the youth, minus obviously like money management, because I have to run the bank account. But they choose the purchases, they screen print the products, they create the actual screens and designs, and then they go out and sell it themselves. So they're able to see their own products out in the real world.
Having them create something on their own and, you know, going through the whole process of creating and then also selling the product out in the real world and showing how that does have an impact. Juanita, if folks want to learn more about YEG and more about Bags for Justice, where can they go?
Yep. Rural and Migrant Ministry, we have a website. It's ruralmigrantministry.org. And the Youth Economic Group and Bags for Justice is bagsforjustice.com. You can see all of our stuff there on the Bags for Justice website. There's a video explaining the whole process and like showing a little sneak peek of what it is that we do.
And looking at your Facebook page, I see you have some events coming up. One that's interesting that's happening here in Sullivan County is you're having a women's summit. Can you tell us more about that particular event?
Yes. So I'm really excited for the Rural Women's Assembly. It's happening here in Sullivan County at the Villa Roma. It happens in different areas of New York State every year, but luckily we have it right here in our own little piece of our heart. I am hopefully going to be raising enough money to send 10 women and young girls from Sullivan County to be able to participate in the event. So keep an eye out for a local fundraiser so that we can get our rural woman able to go. We do invite any woman in Sullivan County that wants to participate in this program, or any woman in New York State that wants to participate in this program, like, please join us. If you go to ruralmigrantministry.org, you'll see more information about how to sign up and all of the details for the event. It is the second weekend in December, which is super exciting.
Yes, definitely. It sounds like a fantastic summit for young women and women to be a part of. So we'll definitely have you back on the show to talk more about that. Juanita, before we go, is there anything else I have not touched on? Do you want our listeners to know about?
Yes. So hopefully around early December, late November, YEG and the Catskill region of Rural Migrant Ministry will finally have a building of their own. So we will be inviting people to our open house. I am really excited. We're going to be doing a fundraiser, supper club style event. So please keep an eye out for that as well. I would love to have as many people be able to join us learn about the Youth Economic Group, learn about other programs in the general vicinity of where we will be located. And that way we can open up the community to like a broader spectrum of our programs out here.
Wow, that's great news. I know you guys were struggling with having a space, and it's great to have that, you know, Rural Migrant Ministries and YEG will have now a home in Sullivan County, a permanent home in Sullivan County. Do you know now where the new headquarters will be?
Yes, we're hopefully, if things go well, fingers crossed, we will be in Hurleyville, which is a great location because of the Hurleyville Performing Arts Center. It's an up-and-coming town. It's where I grew up. And also, you know, the new high school just opened up there as well.
Wow, yeah, great. That's a great location. I was just talking to Aaron Dudley, the executive director for the Hurleyville Performing Arts Center, talking about how much Hurleyville has become a cultural hub for the other part of the county, you know, with Fallsburg and everything else. So it's great that, you know, like I said, you were raised there. So it's great that you are sort of coming back home and sort of setting up shop there. So we were talking to Juanita Sacramento, director for YEG, part of the Rural Migrant Ministry, talking about Hispanic Heritage Month, talking about what's happening with YEG and everything that's going on in Sullivan County. Juanita, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Patricio. Have a great day.